Hello, and thanks for being with us here live with Dr. Leitman. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Acheli. Hello. And a week ago, we started learning about the perception of reality. A very interesting subject that deals with reality, with the way a person perceives reality according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And we have received questions on your Facebook page. And let's start with the first question. Yogiv says, neurological sciences, brain sciences, talk about the way we perceive reality, and this coincides with what Kabbalah says. But still, what is the difference between the perception of reality, the way science sees it, and the way Kabbalah sees it? It can't coincide, because according to the perception of reality that Kabbalah speaks about, we have to change our nature. Otherwise, we don't perceive reality correctly as it is, but the way it is distorted by our current senses. Therefore, we have to rise above our senses to be completely non-dependent on our current perception, and then we have to acquire new senses that do not depend on us. There's a question about it and a long explanation to it, but we can see reality as is, without our interference, because the way we perceive it, it's not what really happens outside of us. What connection is there between what we feel as the world, that there is something that pushes my eardrum and then I hear sounds, or it stings my eye and then I see colors? What's the connection between the two? No connection, meaning we see reality according to the way my qualities awaken towards something that happens on the outside. And as scientists say, there are only waves outside of me, and I don't see waves. I walk into a wall, I feel different things, bitter, sweet, light, darkness, sweet, sour. I live in reality, I feel reality. All of reality awakens inside of me in some kind of an external influence that I don't know about. How to come out of myself and feel the world that's outside of me, how to be above myself, how to really perceive what's happening outside of me objectively, in an independent way. This is what we attain through studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, that we change our perception. And therefore, the perception of reality and the wisdom of Kabbalah is not at all what scientists say. Because in science, there's no part of science, whether it's psychology or whatever other science, that speaks about the change of human nature, the change of the perception of reality. And therefore, they can say whatever, but they keep feeling what they feel inside themselves. With all the matrix and everything that they imagine, it's all inside man. Okay, we jumped into the deep waters. Let's first go in the shallow waters. If you can define what reality is, perception, you can draw, if it helps. If I could draw here, yeah, we'd be even happy if you could draw. I don't know what reality is, right? Reality is an X for me. Some kind of X. Or a question mark. And from this question mark, something comes from that question mark and influences my ear, my eye, my tongue. We get it. Tongue. This looks like a tongue. Lips. These are the lips. I don't know. No, better mouth. Tongue. Okay. What then? I have a hand that for the sense of touch, and you have a nose for the sense of smell.
Nose.
So we have hearing, sight, vision, taste, touch and smell. Touch and taste. Okay. Then what now? What's the connection between the senses and the X? The problem is that something influences my senses. And I don't know why I'm built the way I'm built with these five senses, but behind the five senses, I perceive some kind of picture. Is there a connection between this picture and what's going on here? Something's banging on my eardrum, and I don't know what. And then there are different actions going on the inside. There are different parts moving inside the ear. And then different electrochemical activity in the brain, and I as if hear. So, do I hear something in my brain? No, probably there are different actions, electrical actions going on in the nervous system and also in the chemical processes. And to me, it sounds like music. Is there something like that outside of me? I don't know. The same with taste, smell. I don't know. Meaning, what we perceive isn't what we have here. What we perceive is what I have here, this picture that's depicted here. Depicted where? In my brain. So what we investigate is the perception of reality that's in our brain. So we don't have to investigate it, we have to research it. I want to know what's in my brain or what's around me. I don't know, I'm also told that I perceive only 2% of my brain, 98% of my brain doesn't work. Yeah, there are other limitations. So in short, what we're dealing with now in this world is we don't know exactly what. We live in some kind of imaginary reality, right? That's the way it's depicted to us and so on. The wisdom of Kabbalah says that it isn't this way at all. What we see here is a question mark, but what we have in our brain. So at the back of the brain, we have a screen, like in the theater. And on this screen, I see something. And this is called my reality. My reality. Miki is asking, how much percent of reality do we perceive? We don't perceive reality at all. But you say that there are some waves that we perceive. But what? It's not important if it's 2% of 100 or 100%. But what's the connection between what I perceive and what's outside of me? So the wisdom of Kabbalah says that outside of me, there is the upper force. Upper force. This is what I have. What do you mean outside of me? Outside of my brain? Outside of me, yeah. Outside of my brain, outside of my qualities. There is a certain upper force that works on me, that's working on me, and it's arranging my entire perception of reality. And what I see, the still, the vegetative, the animate, the speaking, all in all, what I perceive, what I see from the entire reality, I see it because the upper force arranges the picture for me this way. And what's the use? That from this picture, I can rise and start investigating him. And then I connect to him, and I start living like him, to arrange my life to be like him, eternal and perfect. And then what kind of reality do I perceive? Only the upper force that fulfills all of reality. What do I see then? I see just one desire, one force that fulfills my entire desire. And what about the still, vegetative, and the animate? Everything disappears. Disappears where? Because it doesn't exist. It exists now in my perception. It exists because This is how, in the meantime, I depicted the separate force through the still vegetative animate and the speaking. But if through the still vegetative animate and the speaking I penetrate into their cause, then I perceive Him. And that's called the revelation of the Creator to His creatures. And what do I do with my five senses? Do they disappear? So here we have to get used to a state where there's no me, and also my senses don't exist, but all of these things, they are completely only in my perception now. If I rise above my perception, then I reach a state where, yes, all these things disappear. And how does this new reality that I perceive, how is it more interesting, or what is it about it that doesn't exist in my current one? I reach a limitless, infinite reality, unlimited by time, space, or motion, a true reality that I control. And to the extent to which I identify with this upper force, and this is how I reach the highest place of my development. What exactly am I in control of? My destiny, my everything. The process of my development, and in my current development, I'm not in control of anything. As I start researching reality, I see that everything that I see, want, plan for the next day, for the next moment, the way others treat me, the way I treat others, that it's all pre-planned and that a person has no control over it whatsoever. Is the change in perception of reality is truly seeing a different reality, seeing colors that I didn't see, places that I didn't know about? No, it's not about colors or places. It's about the control of the upper force. A picture that in the meantime I feel until this picture gradually dissipates, and instead of it, I see only one upper force that fulfills me to the extent to which I identify with it. Is there an objective reality, really objective? Yes, this is the objective reality because it is independent of me. I don't bring into this reality, this is why it's called independent, I don't introduce any change of my own into it. How is it that it's the same reality, but everyone feels it differently? No, we all live more or less in the same reality, and more or less everyone feels it the same way. We have language, we have perception, understanding. We're in the reality we're in right now, even though that it's not the true reality. This world that we perceive in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's called the imaginary world. That we simply depict it because our egoistic senses depict the world this way inside us. But there's no connection between that and the truth. Therefore, life's short. We live in suffering. We don't know why, what for, what's the meaning of life, why do we die? We have no answer for nothing, because in our reality, we can't research these things. But we live in this life, as it says, that all are deemed as beasts. In our life, we remain beasts because we're completely controlled. We're not aware of it. Just like an animal isn't aware that it is 100% being controlled. Also, a person is in such a concealment that he doesn't know how he's being controlled. There are such methods that say that we have to develop our mind so we can use all the 100%, because today we use only 5%. Even if we use a greater percentage of our mind, we won't perceive a different reality, the true reality, because for this you need other senses, not the power of the mind. Why do we really use only 5% of the mind? Because we don't need it. And also we have to understand that I don't want to get into it. It's incorrect. But to contradict everything, it's also not good, because then people will say, what is he talking about? Who does he think he is? Meaning the other 95% of our brain that we can operate, it's a brain, a mind that helps us enter the spiritual perception. And then by it, we truly start discovering the world of truth. And there you have different connections, different conditions, a different reality. There, our laws don't apply. So in the 95% that we don't use, maybe there are different senses than our five current ones. It's super senses, meaning that they are in order to bestow. And by that, I can acknowledge my source, the upper force. And for that, I need a much greater computer, mind, feelings that I have now. What senses do we need in order to perceive the reality you're talking about? The sense of bestowal, what is it? That instead of the sense of perception that I have right now, that I want to all the time absorb, and that makes me very limited in my thoughts and feelings and mind and heart, because in absorption, I can't fulfill myself too much. I'm filled up really quickly, I grow tired, and I stop absorbing. Whereas in giving and coming outside of myself, I can work in connecting with what's outside of me in an unlimited way. And therefore, if this is the way I connect to it, then I have no problem of perceiving all of reality. So I have to receive and pass it on or stop receiving? No, it's an approach which isn't one of absorption but of giving. And then the absorption, it disappears. It also inverts to giving, to outside of myself, meaning that I completely raise myself above my ego and become included in others. And then I feel reality independent of my own ego the way it is per se. Absorption and giving of what? Of the perception of reality. Lee is asking, if all of reality is an illusion, you said that it's an imaginary world, then what's real? In our world, there's nothing real at all. We live, as the Zohar says, that all the people in the world, they're as if asleep, and their eyes are inverted inwards, and they don't see anything of the truth, but only that that's inside of them, and therefore they have no connection to reality. It's like a dream. That the Zohar compares us, our reality, with the dream. We were as dreamers, it says. That you feel something as our own existence, but only as a preparation to awaken and start awakening ourselves from sleep and start functioning differently in bestowal, because in bestowal we're unlimited. We start feeling an external reality and everything in a truthful manner, not distorted by our ego. There are many questions about how do you reach that, meaning it's a subject that interests everyone. Yeah, humanity is now reaching such states where it sees, what's the point of living? What are we living for? This world's confused. I'm tired of being confused myself, of lying to myself. I don't know what else to do. I have left either taking drugs or death, because everything else doesn't pay off. So what do people do? They're in despair all life long, and they don't feel that this entire game is worthwhile playing, and therefore comes in the wisdom of Kabbalah and says, explains that let's move to a new state. And this is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed now. How do we do it? How? This is something that you have to learn how to do. There are certain conditions in which a person elevates, raises himself from one reality to another. The other reality, the integral reality, it opens up opportunities for us to feel it, to feel this integral reality, but for us to have an integral sense. The integral sense, it's not something individual, personal. It has to be something that's aimed outwards, meaning that I have a sense that's not working inside of me, but towards others. And then I feel all of the reality, the entire world. But for this, I have to resist my ego. I have to build above it a way to come out, a way to love others, bestow to others, to want to feel others more than I love and bestow and fulfill myself right now. So if I make an effort to love you or any other person outside of me, I'll feel that reality to some extent. These are exercises through which you will gradually start feeling a reality that's hidden from you. Meaning, here actually what we have is, we have man. Let's draw a person here. That instead of being constantly inverted, aimed at perceiving everything inside himself and inside his belly, so to speak, then man has to stop with that as much as he can, and to start as much as he can coming out of himself. That all of the those inclinations that were towards him were inverted. What's the use? The Torah doesn't want to turn us into delusional people. But when I come out of myself, I see here the reality, the upper reality that exists. So I exchange the inner reality that I have, the inner reality that I have that's depicted in me, for a reality that this is how it truly exists outside of me. And this is called the change in perception of reality. So in order to reach that and to see the real world without life, death, limitations, anything, it's something completely different, whole and perfect. So what do I have to do in order to achieve that? So here, on the way, I have the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah, which is mainly working in the group, and studying, meaning training. Yeah? What do I get as a result of being in this reality? You cross from death to life. Life, eternal life, infinite. It sounds like I'm wallpaper or something in that infinite state. No. In the perfect state, you're as if still. No, on the contrary, you extend your vessels of perception in terms of desire and feelings infinitely. And then there's no longer life or death or fatigue or anything. You simply enter a reality, a super reality, where you infinitely expand and attain, and then I absorb. You absorb, but in other vessels, different vessels, to the extent to which you expand and feel your force that's spreading outwards, to that extent, there you attain it. Yogev is asking, are there parallel universes in which we live in parallel to this life? Maybe that is the hidden reality that you're talking about? No. All of the universes in our universe, it all belongs to our imaginary world. It says that a person is where his thoughts are. So what is the external reality and how does reality influence our thoughts? As it says, all shall be scrutinized in thought, and therefore we have to understand that our thought extends by 95%, like we said. Well, it's much more. And we perceive reality as a thought, as the thought of creation. This is how it's called. Many people and methods say that if you want to change reality, change yourself. So it's no big innovation. So what does the wisdom of Kabbalah add to this? That it truly changes things in practice. The wisdom of Kabbalah has a very special means called the upper light that works on a person and changes a person's qualities. Yeah, but where is it? In the upper reality, there is an upper light outside of him. This is why it's called Ol Makif, the surrounding light, that he comes from that comes from that real world where. So it's like a ray of light in my imaginary world? Yeah, it influences us. So how do I awaken it? By having in your ego, by perceiving this world in your ego, you also have a small desire that wants to attain that upper world. A skeptical question. We perceive reality through electrochemical processes. We work as a machine. So I never heard about people that perceive reality different, any different than that. This entire thing sounds as a fantasy. True, but would you like to change it, your perception of reality or not? If you'd like to, you can come and try and see. It's a method that exists for almost 6,000 years that was revealed. It exists in nature to begin with. If you want, you can come and learn about it. You're free to come, free to go. No problem. If I look at movies that deal with science fiction, no, it's unrelated. Yeah, but there's always this subject, there's something beyond. It's always a very slight change, like a pill, like in Matrix. You take a pill and suddenly you see what's really going on behind reality. I don't know, the Matrix? My vault? So, it's the change in perception of reality that a person himself experiences gradually. It's not instant, not from one day to the next, but a person who starts studying, he starts feeling how much this science called the wisdom of Kabbalah is a serious, fundamental, and deep science. Why being engaged in this entire realm of perception of reality is something very confusing. It kind of pushes you out of balance because you're talking about a different mind and emotions than the ones that you're operating in right now. So how could it be any other way? So always when we learn and we want to shift to a different perception, new mind, new feelings, new something, then a person as if processes, he loses balance, the strings that previously connected him to this world and everything, and he has to rise to a higher degree. And then here he has serious work to do with his mind, with his heart. He has to open himself up. Meaning the wisdom of Kabbalah, this is what it does. It says, you have this world. This is how you perceive it. You want to also perceive the next world. You have to extend your perception of reality. So this will be the perception of the world of Asiya. You want to extend it furthermore. Please, this will be the world of Yetzirah. Even more, this will be the world of Briah. And where is the imaginary world here? This is the imaginary world. Our world. This world is the imaginary world. But we start from it and expand and achieve everything until we reach a state where we will vanish from this world. And it happens instantaneously, like waking up from a dream, this new perception. No, it happens bit by bit. You're in control of it. It's not that I wake up one morning Now it's after preparation and working in a group and studying, but you're in control of it. This is what it's all about. It's not mysticism. You extend your perceptacles. And as opposed to taste, smell, touch, hearing, vision, and everything else that you have here, you get additional senses that are called Ketuchma bin Azaran bin en Malchut, spiritual senses, and in the spiritual senses, you attain the spiritual world. And in the corporeal senses, you keep on perceiving the corporeal world, and then you live in both worlds, and it doesn't confuse you. It becomes very clear, and then you extend your reality in the spiritual world more and more, until this world decreases, is absorbed there, and disappears. Lee is asking, I understand that the only change that you're asking about is internal, and if so, what's the goal of all the external actions and so on? There are no actions. All in all, we connect with friends, and studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, we influence our desire. So our desire that's expanding. We have a mind and heart that both of them expand, and by that we attain an eternal reality and everyone's invited. Do you remember the moment it was revealed to you? Can you describe it? No. I invite everyone to go through this experience. There's a question from Yogev. One last final question. Is it easier for a blind person to achieve spiritual reality? No. It's not important. It doesn't depend on a person's corporeal qualities, whether he's foolish, smart, blind, doesn't matter. No difference. The main thing is the desire. If there's a desire, come and you'll reveal the world. Rabbi Menachem Mendel from Kotsk says we don't renew anything. All of our work is only to shed light on that which is hidden inside the person. So thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Rocheli. Thank you for being with us. You can contact us. And study with us how to reveal the wondrous spiritual reality. See you next week.